Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Forgot I was Tan Line Tuesday. I'll get to that for you. If you want to stream the show, TNTRadioEmpire.com. If you're podcasting nowadays because you're not working, you can download the podcast there. And please patronize all the advertisers. They're sticking with the show because through the pandemic. And the only reason the show exists is because of the advertisers. So thank you for listening.
And thank you for sticking with the show.
And thanks for hating us but liking the show.
Right, despite my crabbiness today.
Right.
I apologize for being
you bastards, but I love the show.
Particularly crabby today because I'm appreciative that, I look at that Stitcher app and the TuneIn Radio, and there's 8 zillion podcasts out there, and I appreciate that you choose to listen to us.
Oh, big time.
Because one of the upsides of
America, even when you hate us, I like when you listen.
Is there will be another 1,000 people who are perfecting their podcast. There's a lot more time for people to perfect their podcast now.
Good luck with that. You got to do it every day, 4.5 hours.
They got time.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. Every day.
Let's see. What else are we celebrating today for the month? Let's go with National Peanut Month. We're celebrating National Peanut Month today.
Yeah, unless
I always enjoy the end of the month because Craig does a little clearance sale.
Yeah, he does. No, everything must go.
That's right.
Sometimes, though, they're important stuff that should be at the beginning of the month, but that's not one of them.
I think
the point here.
No.
Like the breast thing probably should have been at least middle of the month.
But I needed to lead into the Chrissy story.
Yeah, I like talking about boobs. So I don't care when you do it.
Our friend
Lori. You can do it tomorrow. You can call it April National.
I didn't know.
April. Oh, April Fool's Day. Great. Stop those jokes right now. We never did them. We were ahead of the curve. Sorry about using the curve. But we were ahead of the curve. April Fool's jokes don't work. And in this day and age, probably shouldn't do it at all.
Yeah. You've met our cabbie friend, Lori.
Yes.
I did not know she had fake boobs. Be aware I have breast implants.
I was going to say, she only ever gave
me. My knockers are awesome.
I haven't met her yet. She gave my dad a ride.
Okay.
She gives you a ride all the time. You've probably seen her cans, right?
Yeah. Well, she's got your clothes on.
Well, no. I'm not saying you have seen them, but you've seen her. She says she's got great cans, right?
32A to 32C.
All right.
Also, you have a card with a serial number on the implant, so if you get murdered, they find your decomposed body somewhere, they can identify you by the number on the implant.
Yeah, that's kind of listeners I like.
That's morbid.
She's dark. Wow. I like that. I like her.
I didn't know that.
Well, I think that's true with anything they put in.
Actually, she gave my son a ride, too. Yeah, my son and my dad. I've never seen her boobs.
Any sort of thing you need implanted into your person, whether it's a knee, a hip, or whatnot, there's a serial number on it.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, like my orthopedic hardware.
What happened?
Yeah, there's got to be a serial number on
that
can identify you through your tibial plateau.
Whine about that now.
And if you have a pacemaker, something like that, defibrillator.
Probably.
It's probably registered.
Yeah.
So they can rip open your chest to identify you.
And stolen, too. People are stealing defibrillators, all of you.
A Michelle Bachmann birthday. Get ready.
Oh, sorry.
It's all right.
I got it.
It was on this date in 2005. 13 days after the feeding tube was removed, we lost 41-year-old Terry Schiavo.
Happy birthday!
Yeah, remember the right was pissed off.
Ending 15 years.
And then he dug into her head when she died.
Of medical and legal struggles.
Found out it was pudding. That she had no reaction to anybody the whole time. And remember the right stepped in? God, that was crazy.
Yeah, why was that the cause du jour?
Because the right was pissed off that they were killing somebody. And the Congress got involved, remember?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because
it was so weird.
The parents wanted to keep her alive. The husband wanted to declare her dead.
He maintained that his wife did not want to live in that condition.
Right. And they kept saying her eyes brightened when they saw her, but then they found out later medically that wasn't possible. She was mush.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, you can actually look at the brain with scans that they do, and the doctor will say, the doctor will look at you, and they will look at the x-rays or whatever kind of scan it is, and he'll say, that is a normal brain right there.
Right.
This is the brain of the person that we're looking at here.
Pudding, right.
That's what they will do to you. That's what they will do for you.
Right.
I have been in that room.
Right.
And they say that you can obviously tell this one isn't working.
Right.
This one does.
Yeah, we get tested every month for that.
I've been there, Craig.
Yeah.
I've been in the same situation.
Yeah,
And they just show you, this one's a good one, this one is yours.
That's right, your mom and Todd's mom, for that matter.
Right.
Exactly.
And it was obviously Dad's call.
Obvious, yeah.
But he listened to the doctors.
Yeah.
And it's an obvious, it's an obvious call when you look at it.
Right.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Call in the Republican Congress.
Yeah.
Because well, that's what they did. They stepped in.
We did what we thought mom's wishes would be.
Yes. But we had some great Deadpool names featuring Terry Shiloh, though, yeah.
How long would you continue to visit your wife if she was in that condition?
There's
no brain activity?
I think he did once in a while. I think he remarried because she wanted to get laid. And that, and that wasn't happening at the hospital.
Oh, that's discouraged.
Discouraged is the key word there, yeah. We're still married.
Right. Like, yeah, there's not a lock on this door, dude.
As Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves prepares to give another update on the state's coronavirus response this morning, he's been forced into rumor control mode. Reeves took to Facebook yesterday to shoot down...
Rumor control mode.
Yeah. He's had to shoot down buzz on social media that alcohol sales were going to be banned in Mississippi.
Oh, they did the same thing in Denver. People panicked.
He said, no, that is not true. And please, the governor of Mississippi pleaded with the people of Mississippi to rely on credible sources of information.
All is well. You'll get your moonshine.
In Denver on a Monday,
yep.
That guy said, hey, alcohol sales are going to be banned tomorrow. And so within 20 minutes... there were lines around the corner of liquor stores.
Did the governor say
and
it?
They had, yeah.
Why do you want to ban it?
He made well, non-essential.
He changed his mind.
And so almost immediately he had to come out and say, whoa, about that non-essential thing. No. Liquor's essential. Yeah. So is your weed.
Yes, it is.
Y'all get out of line.
For sanity. For sanity.
Go home and get drunk.
Because the only way you can get your liquor in Colorado is it's like Pennsylvania. You have to go to a state-run liquor store. So there was a huge line out of every damn liquor store in Denver when that happened. Probably throughout the state.
The state stores are still... I mean, I should call my dad about that. The state stores are still closed in Pennsylvania. And only beer and wine is available. And I don't... That's ridiculous. Because, you should better go and get some real alcohol.
Yeah. Especially if you can't leave the house.
Exactly, right. I don't know how you get through this thing sober. Unless you're a kid or you're recovering. You got it. That's about it.
And, but apparently that's an issue, too.
Oh, recovering, for sure.
Apparently people who are recovering from whatever their particular substance is, apparently there's a lot of relapsing going on.
Oh, of course there is.
I would
use that as a complete excuse. Listen, I'll go back on the wagon when this is over.
I believe we forecast that.
Right.
Now, are gyms still open?
No.
Throughout Wichita? Throughout Omaha?
No.
Mostly, no. I heard
said hers was.
Yeah, I think the places like that, that they teach class fitness stuff, they've had to, if they're going to stay open, they have to restrict the number of people down to, less than five.
Yeah, gym shouldn't be open. Mine's not open. It's a huge gym, so of course it's closed.
But, a lot of guys who are recovering replace that addiction with working out or some sort of activity like that.
Yep.
They find another addiction,
if you don't have anything at the house, you're right. I mean, I know the sale of, I do see it on Facebook all the time now, people on Amazon ordering just as many handheld weights as you can get.
Yeah.
I've seen that So obviously that's trending. Big
I'm sure there's a run on gym equipment.
Right.
And again, I don't know how quickly you can get it delivered to your place.
Maybe not.
I bought some right when my gym got shut down, and I'm still waiting on it to get delivered. But some of those same sources that I went to, you go to now, you're
sold out.
Yeah, sold out.
Sold out.
Yeah.
Well, go old fashioned, man. Push ups, sit ups, run.
Running is dumb. No.
Well, or walk.
The prison workout?
Yeah, do the prison workout.
Oh, luckily
get that bench on the front porch, man.
Yeah, you can use your body.
We got that
because my son likes to squat because, you know, he's working out for football. So we put the weights, my weights, since I don't have a squat rack in my area where we work out, we took him outside. And he was squatting on the deck out back, and it was like total, I felt like total hood. It was great. He's doing squats with my weights outside. It was the best. Then I pulled the couch out, and we just did the whole bit. I sat in the couch.
Now, we already had an elliptical, thank God, so I could at least get some cardio there.
Right,
but,
right.
You know, just, body weight stuff, and I got some resistance bands.
Can you hook up a yoke to him and he could squat the car?
The one car you might buy, maybe, I don't know about that.
Or drag it up and down the street. You see football players doing that.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That one car he could probably squat. That thing's probably pretty light.
Taking laps around the stadium parking lot, pulling their Escalade.
Yeah.
The alcohol thing could be a problem. We talked about this on here, and we're all, I'm trying to space out my use because I really want to still crave alcohol towards the end of the week when I know I can sleep in. And I just see people drinking, and I walk past my fridge and I see alcohol.
I drank most of my wine last night.
Did you? Okay.
So I'm gonna have to add that to the weekly shopping list.
Most of my wine, I know. And Todd's just staying steady.
Yeah.
Pre-pandemic or post-pandemic, Todd's staying
steady. Well, we did have a plan. Christy and I were gonna purge for 28 days. Once vacation was over, but you can't now. We picked a bad time to do that.
The pandemic, right?
I was also
very bad.
Yeah, start drawing down on my anxiety medication, but I picked the wrong week to start doing that.
That's right. Might want to send that in the other direction.
Yeah, I may have to up the dose. The way I feel today.
And I think that there's a really going to be a tendency. Somebody was mentioned talking to my wife, saying her husband was getting fat. He's not a fat guy. I know the guy, but apparently he's getting fat now because he's just at home.
Well, I'm walking a lot more.
Yeah,
and I have the yoga class that they stream.
But comfort food is what people want in times of stress. So a salad with dressing on the side doesn't sound as good as a pizza. It never does, for that matter. Let's clarify that. But in this day and age, I just want something. I want to be happy for a second.
Try to keep that in check.
I know.
Yeah. Well, and if you're facing down impending doom.
Right.
You're like, pizza's fine.
Exactly.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right. People are liars.
Ugh.
They're also wrong. I'm not sure which is which here.
All right.
We're talking about a poll was done, a Harris poll, says that 30% of Americans, and I say that these people are either wrong or lying, say that it will take at least 4 months after the virus spread flattens out for them to go out to dinner again.
They're lying.
Are they lying or are they just wrong?
Well, I think that they're...
44% say it'll be 4 months before they'll go to a movie. 57% say it'll be that long or more before they fly on a plane.
The plane thing, I think, is different than everything you were mentioning.
I don't.
Because it's a tube of air, and other places you can just get more ventilation.
54% say they won't stay in a hotel for at least 4 months after the crisis is over.
I think you're safe there.
I think everybody's wrong.
Yeah.
I think they're lying too.
Yeah,
because I don't care what you do, people are tired of being at home.
Oh, I think you're right.
And you are going to be chomping at the bit. You want to get out.
Yeah, and the second there's any good news, they're going to go out to eat. Yeah.
I think before then,
they're going to go out to dinner. No. They're going to start traveling again.
The place is about to be open, so restaurants and they'd have to be open for people to go out. So you're right. As soon as they open, somebody officially said you're okay. You're right. They're going to pack up.
But you're also asking people these questions at the height of the paranoia.
Right. Yeah. I don't think it's the height of the paranoia.
It's just at the beginning.
I think it's the beginning.
Well, still, it's brand new.
It's totally the beginning. I'm not shaking hands.
Well, I think a lot of these people are.
And hold me to that. I don't care. I'm not going to be that guy that shakes hands anymore.
I think a lot of these people that were surveyed.
No, I don't like it. I never liked it anyway.
Are probably a little ahead of the curve.
Yes.
They're erring on the side of caution.
And yeah.
That number should actually be bigger.
Yeah, but 2-3 months from now, they're just going to be ready to go anywhere.
Yes.
Exactly.
It will be bigger, and people will go out. Once they get some sort of assurance from the there might be somebody who stays at home, but most people, 80%, 90% will go out.
Now, the minute some good news starts leaking out, people will return to normal.
Yeah, it's over.
The good news about the leak so much where they'd actually open up bars and restaurants. I mean, if they don't open up bars and restaurants, there's no place to go anyway.
Or maybe they will allow some to open, find some sort of loophole. Okay, some of you can open. Something like that.
Yeah, but even then you won't be able to get in those places.
Okay, but that's still we'll those back. People getting
right.
out.
Right.
Yeah, nobody goes to those places. There's
too many people there.
I wasn't going to go to a movie for 4 months, global pandemic aside.
I'm thinking the same thing, too.
Now, the Kansas Democratic primary is changing due to the pandemic. State Democratic officials announced that the May 2nd primary will be conducted completely by mail. The DNC has approved the move in an effort to help stop the spread of the coronavirus.
Yeah, I got an early voting thing in the mail yesterday, actually.
Yeah.
I think that's for primary, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't they tell most people in the middle of the country, most Democrats in the middle of the country, just to stay at home?
Your local election for your mayor might matter. I think there's a Democratic mayor in Wichita. There's a Democratic governor in Wichita right now, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, she'd be in Kansas.
Yeah, the whole state.
Yeah. Because the last guy ran the place into the ground with that cutting the taxes.
Well, he had to.
Yeah, he did.
Sexy Brownback.
Oh, that's right. He was Brownback. And he almost brought Kansas to its knees. He did, man.
Yeah. He's like, government sucks. And then he proved it.
Yeah.
Yes, Governor Laura Kelly is, in fact, a Democrat.
Yes, she's a Democrat.
It is not often when Tony Perkins with the Family Research Council
says something smart.
Says something smart.
He's telling mega churches to stay home?
Yeah.
Good. But they're not.
Mostly.
Yeah, but the ones that aren't are still screwing up everybody else.
88% of over 1,000 respondents said their house of worship canceled services.
Yeah.
So most of them are.
Yeah,
but 12% are not, and that's a lot of people.
The president of the Family Research Council slamming churches that are still holding in-person services.
Yep.
He tweeted that due to coronavirus concerns, holding public church gatherings during a health crisis is not a defense of religious freedom.
Suck it, Jesus.
No, that's not what he says.
I tweeted that suck after
he
that.
He called it a defiance of common sense. And concern for congregations. He said believers and faith community leaders should spread the good news, not the virus.
Yeah, I never thought I'd say listen to Tony Perkins.
I won't after that.
Right. Listen to Tony Perkins.
Yeah.
What's the good news?
Yeah, I was going to say, there's no good news.
The good news is even this guy is spouting common sense. Yeah.
Right.
I think, and we've all been saved.
Apparently, the NBA is going to be hosting an NBA 2K video game tournament on Friday that's going to be broadcast on ESPN. 16-player tournament.
I realize we're all jonesing for real sports, but this stuff's not going to move the needle.
No, but they have to put something
They got to try something, but I like real sports a lot, like we all do, but I have no interest in watching those
things. Well, they should do like NASCAR and have NBA guys play in the NBA
game. I ain't watching that either.
Well, I think some
people
are. Well,
they're doing that. DeMarcus Cousins involved in this.
Not going to move the needle. Not going to move the needle.
Not for me, but some people who just really need their sports fix will probably watch that. People are watching the NASCAR thing. It's kind of fun.
My kids would watch that.
I watched a replayed NFL game last night.
Yeah.
Well, that's a real sport, though.
It is, but I knew exactly what was going to happen. Yeah.
Who won
I'd
that game?
It.
Chiefs or the Rams?
Rams.
All right. Did you watch that, Nick, and say, screw you, we won the Super Bowl? I don't care. I don't care.
Not that year.
I don't care.
This was 2 years ago.
I found myself yelling at Larry Fitzgerald.
And Gerald Fitzlarry.
Yeah. I was yelling at him. I said, yeah, yeah, be happy now you scored, but you lose this game, son of a bitch.
Keep smirking.
And well, of course, I was drinking that night.
Now, my house still just has crappy Disney sitcoms on constantly.
Oh, constantly.
And, you know, you can't leave the house now, so it's been a lot of fun.
That's brutal.
Got to get you a second TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need a TV out in the garage.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Really?
In the basement, bathroom.
You'd never leave.
Wherever.
You have no reason to leave your garage.
Yeah. I spend a lot of time out there now. I'd probably just put a bed in there.
Yeah.
Just live in the garage.
Yeah, you got no reason to leave. Put a TV out there, you're all good.
This is where I wish I still had kids at home, because I've been known to just sit on the couch in the basement and watch them play a game of Madden.
Yeah. Well, weed helps that situation.
Right, it entertained me. Yeah. And the weed helped you, right. I always forget to factor that in, because it's just kind of a given.
I know it's a given, but I understand why I would sit
It's totally interesting to watch people play Madden when you're hot.
When you're really hot, right.
I've been smoking a little bit when I get home from work, just so I don't ruin dinner again.
Oh.
So I'm not so on edge. But...
It is brutal on edge, isn't it?
Well, nobody leaves.
I know. That's a good point. Nobody is leaving the damn house. They're not allowed to leave, but nobody's leaving, damn it.
Yes, them being allowed to leave is not the point here.
What? We mentioned earlier, my daughter's completely bugged by me and Becky. Right?
Yeah.
And, you are annoying
And we're not doing anything to her.
And she knows that.
I know. Mm. She admitted it because I know you're really not doing anything.
Just there.
You're breathing.
Just look at you.
You're breathing loud.
Look at you.
Can you breathe a little softer?
Breathing. If you could just stop that.
It was brutal, man.
Look at you just sitting there.
Just being there. I was in the bedroom. I wasn't even there. I could walk out. Yeah, you're bugging me, man.
You're walking.
In there watching Ozark by myself for an hour and a half before bedtime. Walk
but it's
out.
It's nice that you're bugging me. That good of a relationship that you can say that.
Oh, I know. It was great. It was actually kind of funny, but I thought, man, no, I'm the cool parent. Apparently, I'm not.
No.
Just my presence means I'm annoying.
You're just the parent.
I know. I know. Damn it. I get enough hate at work.
She's going to start emailing you.
Love the show. Hate you.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.